we have the Hollywood Bees, tribute band, and the only tribute band, certainly in Britain, to the Hollies. Good morning, gents.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How long have you been going?
4 years, but we started in earnest about a year ago, doing short tours. We've been to Scotland recently, and we're going down to the South Coast next month.
Right.
Going Irish tour next month, and things are starting to move on a bit.
Brilliant. Who's the local one? Who lives at Walk with?
Me, Dave.
Dave.
Bass player. Yeah, I moved up here 4 years ago.
And have you been accepted yet? No, not really. As a local, well, you're never local until you've been here 40 years.
Place, put it that way.
Pardon?
I love the place, put it
yeah,
that way.
It's nice. There's originally 5 members, but 1 year members can't make it today.
Yeah, that's correct, Derek. Yeah. Yes.
He's working.
He's working. Yeah. So why are you working? This is your job.
I'm on holiday.
Well, I'm retired, but I'm very young.
You look very young. You're a bit like me. You use the Just For Men, don't you?
You said that, Adam, but obviously you do.
I do, yes. I black boot polish, I get stick, because you wouldn't think I was 75.
Well, you are younger than Rob.
But by a week. You'll be covering all our numbers, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. All the hits and other songs from albums they did, such as Holly Sing Dylan.
Right.
And we do a little tribute to Graham Nash, who was the high voice in the early Hollies. And he's now in the States, of course, Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Would he have sang on Carry On?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is when you said the high voice.
He sings all the high voice.
Because I played it before.
Yeah.
Because most people, I suppose, would associate the Hollies with He Ain't Heavy and Bus Stop.
Yeah.
And what other one did I write down there? The air that I breathe.
Yeah, we also do a little acoustic set, which is some of our own arrangements.
Right.
My favourite is probably Gasoline Alley.
Rod Stewart done that. Somewhere on an album, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, right.
Gasoline Alley Bread.
Yeah. Sorry?
Gasoline Alley Gasoline Bread.
Oh, right, yeah, well, I remember sort of vaguely.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rod Stewart covered that.
And that's on our website as well, like, played live.
Do you have an album?
We are working on one at the minute. We're actually going to recording shortly, but there is any amount of music on either YouTube or our own website, DVDs, everything's accessible on
that. MySpace site.
Mm. People will enjoy it.
You have to remember as well, of course, the Hollies are still touring.
Yeah.
But the two original members, the Lennon and McCartney, if you like it, of the Hollies,
right,
are no longer with them.
Right.
And the last year they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and in New York. And,
right.
We actually got a mention in the Los Angeles Times, because if you've ever watched it on the television, you'll find that lots of the earlier artists don't actually perform, even though they're getting the award.
Yeah.
And only half the Hollies were there. And this Los Angeles Times entertainment writer said would have been better served with a UK tribute band.
Right.
Because of the tightness of the harmonies, and he mentioned us.
So well, that's what you mean. You said that to me before, because no one else has tried it, or no one's done it successfully because of the harmonies so difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's taken a long, long time for us to perfect the harmonies. Yeah.
The high voice is the main thing.
That's your job, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't mention before that the Hollywood Bees is a bit of a play on words.
Right.
You actually nearly pronounce it right. It's the Hollywood Bees. That's the...
Right.
We would have loved to have been the Hollies, basically.
That's
so it's the Hollywood
idea
Bees
behind it.
So, well, I suppose it's
you
most...
You're that straight.
I'm getting educated here. It's great, George, it's great to have you. And when you play the music, I suppose most people will associate the Hollies with that track there. And as you said earlier, you play all that hits plus music off the album. And we have one local guy and the rest you travel from...
Newcastle.
Yeah. I live in Wickham.
Wickham.
The posh end.
Is there a posh end of Wickham? Is there? Actually, it is nice up there. Yeah. I don't know what more I can ask you. People in Alnwick appreciate good music, because recently they had Marty Wilde here.
Yes.
Yeah. In the Playhouse. Have you worked with them?
No.
In the 60s, we all worked with lots of big bands. But
You don't look old enough to have performed in the 60s.
No. We've been with... We've worked with majority of the 60s bands that are actually touring now. You're the Searcher, the Marmalade, the Tremolos, the Fortunes.
Yeah.
Basically everyone that's still going now, we've worked with at some time or other.
So you've got plenty of experience, you know what you're doing.
Yes.
I only mention the fact that I played in the 60s because I like people telling me I'm a liar.
I'm not going to do that. I don't want to make you a liar. Do you know what I mean? There is a website, which is...
hollystribute.com.
The Hollies, the Hollywood Bees, the only Hollies tribute band, as we're aware of, in Europe. It's great to have you in the studios, guys. I know you've come a long way. Great artists, perfected the harmonies to a T.